عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله فضل الكرم والإحسان فضل الله تعالى الله تعالى has allowed for us to gather here in his house to engage in some ibadat or make some muzakara of some aspect of this deen that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. So generally, in this morning program, we will engage in some dhikrullah, engage in some dua. With regards to the dhikrullah, what we must understand is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in different ayat of the Quran Sharif, has exhorted us to make dhikr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in different ahadith has exhorted us to make dhikr. In certain ahadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even mentioned the wordings of certain azkar. For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Abdul dhikri la ilaha illallah." Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Subhanallahi wa bihamdi." Subhanallah al-Azim. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned all the kalimas that we recite. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Tasbih Fatimi, Istighfar, so fourth kalima, all these different azkar that we have. Then we have the azkar that is prescribed. A sheikh in a khanqa or whatever, he would prescribe certain azkar to his murids. So this or these azkar that are prescribed, number one, it is to bring within that murid the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala's presence. By him making the zikr, he keeps saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And if he does it with the proper presence of heart and presence of mind, then every day he is reminding himself that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. A person, when he is saying, La ilaha illallah, then he should negate everything else. Saying, La ilaha, there is no deity illallah except my Allah. So he's negating everything in this world. When he's saying La ilaha, in his mind, my business can't do anything for me. Illallah, only Allah can help me. My money can't do anything. Only Allah can do for me. Nothing can do, only Allah does. So he's thinking of this, and all the time he's making La ilaha illallah. So slowly but surely, that yaqeen will come into him. That look, only Allah is the doer. When that happens, when this yaqeen comes into him, only Allah is the doer, then now he will please only Allah. He will not do things to please others, break Allah's command in order to please somebody else. He won't do that. If he negates his business, he says, my business can't do anything. Allah is the one who does. So now he will not miss a salah with jamaat because of that business. Because he knows Allah does, the business doesn't do. So this is the barakat of making that zikr. Obviously Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned different virtues. There are different virtues, that is a separate matter, that is bonuses, much more the person is getting. Right? But we're talking about these azkar that are prescribed. That read this so many times. Read that so many times. So this is the object behind it. But the person keep repeating it and with the proper presence of heart and mind, then inshallah ta'ala, this yaqeen will come into him. So one is it will encourage him to do more good deeds, then it will help him also to stay away from sins. He makes zikr all the time, is remembering, Allah is watching me. If Allah is watching me, then how can I go and commit this guna? Then also, a person is encouraged to read illallah. Now one is where he is making nafi, la ilaha, there is no deity, illallah, only ma'allah. Then he is told also read illallah, illallah. It's only Allah, only Allah. I only want Allah in my heart. I only want Allah in my heart. Illallah, illallah. He is making the zikr, right? So this zikr is made as a medicine. It's made as a medicine for the person's heart, for his mind. And then a person takes Allah's name. Allah, Allah. And he's calling out to his Allah. With every beating of the heart, making Allah, Allah. So this zikr of Allah is such. Let's see. Allah Ta'ala has kept a system, you know. The blood, it goes through this pump, what we call the heart. Right? Allah has a system that we breathe in oxygen. We breathe in oxygen. And as the blood is going through the heart, then oxygen is put into that blood. So now this oxygen with this blood, it goes through and it moves in the body. So it enables everything to move in the body, everything to happen. If a person doesn't have oxygen going into the body, then although he's got blood, but the body will not be able to perform at optimum levels. He won't be able to do what it needs to do, right? So he needs the oxygen also. So that is from a physical perspective. Now when a person is going to take Allah's name, he's taking Allah's name and he's pumping that nur that is generated from Allah's name also into that bloodstream. So now what happens? Allah Ta'ala will make his heart enlightened. Nur will be in his heart. And that blood that will go through, now from a spiritual perspective, now it become easy for this person. Like how when he got oxygen in his blood, now he can stretch out, he can reach a glass of water, he can do whatever he needs to do, he can walk, he can move, right? When he's got nur in his system, then he can move at the time of tahajjud. Otherwise, time of tahajjud, body can't move. So what happened? Why this body is not waking up? I set my clock, but body is not waking up. So, Maulana, I'm making intention, but it's just not happening. Fajr time, same problem. But when there's nur in the system, now that body will be able to move nicely. And this nur being in the system, it is not something that is just conjured, it's just some fairy tale. Read the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking every limb of the body, saying, Ya Allah, put nur in my eyes, put nur in my heart, put nur in this part of my body, put nur in that part of body. Let nur be above me, let nur be behind me, let nur be on my right side, on my left side, in front of me, and engulf me in nur. So this nur is very, very important. This nur is important in the dunya also, it's important in the akhirat also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in the akhirat, the believer will have a nur. The munafiqeen will come and they will want to walk in the nur of the believer. يَرْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَلْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. You go in the back, go find your own nur. It will be said to them. Walk in the nur of the believer. The believer has got a nur. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ. Then a barrier will be put between them. The munafiq won't be able to take from the noor of the believer. So now, when this is a medication, somebody is told, right, read 200 times Allah. Somebody is told, read 100 times Allah. Somebody is told, read 30 times. The reason different amounts are given to different people, sometimes it is because of that person's work schedule. He got no time, right? He can't have time, he's not even managing to read 10 times. Now if you tell him read 200 times, then he won't even read one time. So if you tell him, no, just read 30 times. I say, oh, 30 times is okay, I can read 30 times. Then slowly, as he gets used to it, and now he says, no man, give me some increase. Then it is increased for the person. Sometimes it is decreased, sometimes it is increased. So people then want to know, now, where is this proven from? Which hadith can I find that I must read 200 times Allah? And this is bid'ah. So this is bid'ah, no? No hadith says I must read 200 times Allah. No hadith says I must do this. So now, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Sharif, Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Allah Pak says, eat, drink, but don't waste. Right? Now does Allah Ta'ala outline how much a person must eat? What he must eat? What he must need? So now, last night supper is served. So you look at the food, you say, no, okay, this food, inshallah, it is halal, right? So if it is halal, I can eat. Everybody would eat different, right? Everybody would eat different. Some person only wants a white meat, somebody wants a wing, somebody wants something else, all eat different. Then the quantity that each person will eat will be different. Now, does anybody come and ask, you know what, Marna, from which Hadith Sharif you got it now, that when we come overnight program, you must feed us that meal? Anybody ask? So, no, are you a fool? Somebody has to come ask the question. So, are you foolish? The act of eating is permissible. The food is halal. Right? Now, whatever your choice of food is, eat it. How much you need to eat, you eat. Right? Now, sometime you got running stomach. So the doctor will tell you, no, the food can be halal, everything, but you don't eat it. You just starve yourself. You just have black tea. Right? Now the person will have to do that. He won't be able to eat the food. Although it's halal, everything, but he'll have black tea and finish. Because the doctor prescribed. Now if somebody has to ask the doctor, but doctor said, no, which Hadith Sharif told you that when I got running stomach, I mustn't have that food, I must only have black tea? So that's a foolish question. The doctor, through his experience, he realizes that, you know what, if this person is going to have oily food, all that he has, he's got a running stomach, you know, make matters worse. But if he just starves himself for a while, he just has some black tea and carries on, his stomach will settle. Right? So just as we understand for our physical health, that you get prescriptions, you go to take certain medications, sometimes you go to reduce something, sometimes you go to increase something. The same goes for our spiritual health. Now why is it, Quran Sharif said, must wear clothes. Right? So now when you're going to buy a jersey, jacket, will you find in the hadith now, must buy this particular jersey, that particular jacket? You won't find. You say, no, to wear clothes, deen has allowed. Now whatever type of clothes I need, if I'm living in Durban, I don't need such a big jas because the winters are not so severe. If I'm in Pietermaritzburg and it's midwinter, now I need a thicker jacket, something warmer. Each person according to their requirement, they would use it. So like that, when it comes to this azkar that is prescribed, it is a similar situation. Allah Ta'ala tells us to make zikr. Nabi Sassanam tells us to make zikr. Right? Then the mashayikh will prescribe it. Okay, bhai, see, you, for your situation, you make this zikr and you make it so many times. You make that zikr and you make it so many times. Now to go and ask the person, but which hadith sharif this is mentioned that must make this zikr and how many times? That is a foolish question to ask. And then to say that this is, no, this is bidah. You don't have a hadith to prove it, so it is bidah. So then everything will be bidah. Eating too will be bidah. Taking medication will be bidah. Panado comes in any hadith way. So person has panado. Panado come in any hadith? No hadith to say must have panado. So now taking panado too will become bidah. Everything will become bidah. Then this carpet too is bidah, because in the masjid of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was sand, there was no carpet. Now where you got this carpet from? Now which hadith they must put carpet there in the masjid? So this carpet also is bidah now. Everything would be bidah. So we got to understand our deen. Yes, if something Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell us to do. For example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell us that must celebrate my birthday. Right? Nabi Sallam didn't tell us, there's no indication anywhere. Now if a person is celebrating his own birthday, or his wife's birthday, or his child's birthday, now this we will say, no, where did you get this from? This is nowhere in deen. Now if he says, no, but only making a small cake. Now, whether he makes a small cake, whether he makes a big cake, whether it's for a child, whether it's for an adult. You see, now this thing got nothing to do with our deen. Right? Or for example, a person is making zikr. Right? Now whether he reads first kanima, second kanima, he's saying Allah, he's saying illallah. All these words are found in our deen. But now a person is saying some other words while he's making, he's saying, no, I'm making zikr, but then he's saying Ya Ghous al-Madad in his zikr. Now that Ghous, who he is referring to? Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Now where did that come from? That will be wrong. That will be shirk. Understand? So we must understand the boundaries, the limits. We mustn't become too technical and too foolish also. At the same time, we mustn't exceed the bounds and get involved in sin also. So we will engage in dhikrullah and thereafter engage in some dua, inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا ilaha illallah la 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 ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is duniya mein jo kuch bhi hai sab hai tere zair nahi jinno inso hoor malaik arsh o kursi charh o zameen kon maqam e laik e sajda tere siwa e noor e mubeen koi nahi hai koi nahi koi nahi hai koi nahi la ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan tu bata de humko ae rabbe do jahan koi manzil bhi hai is gunahgar ki ya tarapta rahunga yun hi umr bhar maine mana khata ho ka putla hu main apni nazron se lekin girana nahi دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, اور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کے گنگاتے ابراہیم خلیل اللہ
إلا الله
illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan-e-hu, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu, aur mere کیرتن میں بجائیں آب و گلی. درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر. اللہ 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 اللہ. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ مانگتا ہے, الہی میں تجھ سے طلبگار تیرا. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا, وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Allah, 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 Allah. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم والله هو موس بلبل الله كايند الله لابنك الله فوقيبين الله تولرنت الله كيرينك الله هو الله who loves to forgive يا الله we sinful ones we are turning to you we are ashamed of our sins we are tired of this life of sin We want to come out of this life of sin. This life of sin has brought us nothing but pain, misery, sorrow. It has hurt us and it has hurt all around us. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. We are tired of this life of guna. We are tired of being the puppy dogs of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive each and every sin. Remove the ill effects of each and every sin from our lives. Ya Allah, you know our deepest, darkest secrets. You know the skeletons in our closet. Ya Allah, we are turning to you. You are well aware of our weaknesses, O Allah. Ya Allah, but you give us hidayat. You strengthen us, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to give up all our sins, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to come out of this life of guna. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to us if we have to pass away in this state of ours, O Allah? In a state of ghaflat, a state of sin. Yet today we are covered in guna. Ya Allah, we are covered in bad akhlaq. Ya Allah, we are covered in the ways of the kuffar. Ya Allah, how will we face you on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Allah, we are turning to you. We are begging of you. We are weak, O Allah. We don't have the strength to do good deeds. We don't have the courage to give up our sins. But O Allah, we are your servants, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are your servants, O Allah. We are the ummatis of your beloved Rasul Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we got nobody else to turn to. We can only turn to you. Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, that dog can go to another butcher. If a beggar is chased from one door, that beggar can go to another door. اے میرے پیارے ربا اگر تو نے نگاہ رحمت پھیر دی مجھ سے تو بتا میں گندا جاؤں گا Where do I go, Allah? I got only you. Ya Allah, I am knocking at your door. Ya Allah, we know we have been toba in the past. And we have broken our tawbah. But Allah, we are turning to you again. Allah, you forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our sins, O Allah. Forgive our sins. Forgive our double standards. Forgive our hypocrisy. Ya Allah, you make us pakka Muslims. Bless us with strong iman. Make us yours, you become ours, O Allah. Make us yours and you become ours, O Allah. Change these dirty, filthy hearts of ours. Give us clean hearts, spiritually strong hearts, hearts that are filled with your noor. Oh, hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dhuba dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dhuba dil badal de, mene mola, badal de. Change our hearts, O Allah. Give us such hearts that get enjoyment in taking your name. Give us such hearts that want to put their heads down in sajda. Give us such hearts that will wake up for tahajjud salah. Give us such hearts that will make tilawat of Quran Sharif. Give us such hearts that will have a hatred and a nafrat for every type of sin. Give us such hearts that will love to make amal on sunnah. Love to live his life within the parameters of Sharia. Ya Allah, we are fast moving towards our kubur. We are moving towards Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we cannot afford to lose any time, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give us forgiveness and give us tawfiq to lead a life, live a life that is pleasing to you. Ya Allah, you have blessed us with wives, you have blessed us with children. We are leading them all astray, O Allah. Leading them all astray. We have brought the filthy televisions into our homes. We have introduced those masum children of ours to that filth. Ya Allah, we ourselves, we are leading a life of Western culture. Our children are looking at us and they are also leading that same life. Ya Allah, so many girls want to go into hijab, want to go into niqab. But their mothers are obstacles, their grannies are obstacles. Ya Allah, we got no rahm in our hearts for our own children. We are paving our pathway to Jahannam. We want to put our children also in Jahannam. Ya Allah, how long are we going to live like this? Ya Allah, you change us, O Allah. You change us, O Allah. Give us hidayat, O Allah. Give us tawfiq to live our lives on Sirat-i-Mustaqim. Give us such love for you, O Allah, that we comply with each and every command of yours. Give us such love for our Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each and every sunnah becomes beloved to us. Our fashion must be the fashion of the sunnah. Our style must be the style of the sunnah. Ya Allah, you make us those who are ardent followers of our beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts of all malice, greed, enmity, ujub, pride, kibar. Ya Allah, remove all the razail from our hearts, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with akhlaqi hamida, bless us with pakka iman, bless us with the qualities of tawakkul, of yaqeen, of zuhud, of sabr, of sugar. Ya Allah, bless us with love for the ummat. Ya Allah, let us love each and every ummati for your pleasure, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the qualities of khidmat, O Allah. Bless us with the qualities of generosity, O Allah. Bless us, O Allah, with a heart that will have fikr for iman, fikr for our own iman and the iman of the entire ummah, O Allah. Ya Allah, cause your winds of hidayah to blow in the four corners of the world, O Allah. Ya Allah, so many are passing away without iman. We visit so many places. Ya Allah, but we don't take the message of your deen to them, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Bless us with good health, Bless us with sufficient wealth. Bless us with, Ya Allah, put barakah in everything. Don't make us muhtaj upon anybody, O Allah. Don't make us extend our hand before anybody, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the banks. Protect us from all the haram systems, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the influence and all the deceptions of shaitan. Protect us from the evils of our own nafs. Protect us from the evils of our own nafs, O Allah. Open the locks of our heart, O Allah. Ya Allah, open our hearts for your deen. Bless us the faqahat, bless us with faqahat of deen, O Allah. Remove the locks from our hearts, O Allah. Bless us with beneficial knowledge, O Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with beneficial knowledge, O Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us and safeguard our children and our progenies to come till Qiyamah from all evil, evil influences, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us like himmat, like lions against nafs and shaitan, O Allah. Ya Allah, those that are going for Hajj, you accept them. Protect Harameen Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect the lands of the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, grant them Shifa'i Kamila, Ajila Mustamirra Daima. Those in financial difficulty, remove them from their financial problems, O Allah. Those that are in debt, Ya Allah, you assist and help them to get out of their debts, O Allah. Ya Allah, if we are owing people monies, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to pay, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever rights people have over us, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to fulfill their rights. Ya Allah, safeguard us from speaking lies, O Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us from having pride, O Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard us from having pride, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to have humility and have good akhlaq towards each and every one, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us good relations with our wives, with our children, O Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husband and wife, parents and children. Brothers and sisters, unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Ya Allah, there are so many, each and every day, more and more getting involved in these drugs, O Allah. Ya Allah. Hey Allah. Ya Allah. Take our children out of all these vice dens, O Allah. Even our adults. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Bless us with your razamandi. Bless us with your love. Bless us with Jannat al-Firdaus. Protect and safeguard us from your anger, from your wrath, from any type of punishment in the dunya, qabr and akhirat. Make our mukammal islah. Ya Allah, make tazkiyah of our qulub. Ya Allah, you accept us, O Allah. Accept our dua, accept our broken ibadat. Those that have come, grant them jazai khair. Whatever wealth they may have spent, you give it back to them multifold. Ya Allah, those around khidmat, Ya Allah, you grant them jazai. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let this be the means of our hidayat. Let it be the means of our hidayat. Ya Allah, through the coming of all these wonderful servants of yours, make my maghfirat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you accept each and every one of us for your deen. Accept our progenies to come till Qiyamah for your deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Ya Allah, the ijtima that is going to take place, let it be a means of hidayat, O Allah. All the ikhtilafat in the works of deen, Ya Allah, you remove it, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq that we live a life, O Allah, for ilahi kalimatik, O Allah. Give us ikhlas, istikhlas, and make us all yours, O Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر مستعاذ منه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله